Hello, Patrick here. 25 days to go, but I'm not going to dwell on that another time. I'm talking about the weather. It's been so nice this week just to be wearing shorts, t-shirt, open sandals or flip-flops in this weather. Really is great. It means I can't wear my orthosis, orthotic, which helps to keep me stable, and I am very wobbly. And the heat does not help me at all. But you can't have everything. I mean, you just got to get on with it. And most of the time during the day, I'd spend indoors. But in the evening, that's when the real pleasure is, because you can go out and have a meal and just still be in shorts, t-shirts. You don't have to wear a coat, jumper, even 11 o'clock at night. It may be a little bit nippy, but nothing serious. Yeah, we were coming out of the terrace restaurant at the National Theatre on Wednesday. We went up to London for a meal and met Meg and Caitlin, Mike, and we had a really nice meal. And it took me a while to get out of the theatre. I couldn't get my bearings to get over to Waterloo Bridge. As I just got my bearings, someone came up and said, "Can we have your scooter?" We got an old woman over just there who's fallen over and broken an arm and really is trying to get an ambulance, and the ambulance won't come here. So can we borrow your scooter? So I somehow got this lady onto my scooter and disappeared down the South Bank. I sent Caitlin off to check they didn't hijack the scooter. And they hailed a taxi, and this woman was obviously taken to St. Thomas's A&E. But it just shows another use of my scooter. And then yesterday, last night, going out for a meal, someone in Berkhamsted stopped me and wanted to know more about it, because he thought it would be great for his father, who has lost his feet because of diabetes. And he finds it very difficult getting around, walking about on his artificial feet, and the scooter would be ideal. And he spent a long time talking about it, and he was really, really impressed. So I gave him the website, and he got out his mobile and put it on there. And hopefully, right now, he's looking at it and telling his dad. Anyway, that's the good news and the bad news. And sun shining, I'm going to go back out in the garden fairly shortly and do another 10-minute burst. See how everything goes. Meanwhile, have a good day, and I hope you enjoy listening to my audio booze about various things. Cheerio for now. Bye.